Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to grudge bikes. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Hey, Chris, you on? Okay, I think Chris is having a little technical difficulty, so I'm going to go ahead and start the show off with Rockingham. That's going to be the main event that's happening this weekend, one of the biggest grudge races of the year for, you know, we're going to get everybody from all coasts attending this one. We have Custom Cuts on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Why don't you introduce yourself as helping me out today until Chris gets back on. Can you help me with that?
Yes, I can help you. And first of all, this is AKA Black Caesar, Custom Cuts, in the building. You know, just want to say a couple of things about The Rock this weekend. I just want to know who's coming after my head or after anybody's head. You know, we need to open these lines now. That's the only race I want to talk about is The Rock. That's the one everybody want
to
know about.
Today. Nothing else. No other race. We're talking about The Rock today.
Yeah, so I mean, you know.
We have a caller. We have a caller. Caller 5526, your mic is unmuted.
Two chains.
In the building. Are you coming to The Rock?
2 Chainz a little busy this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going on tour.
Are you coming on tour to North Carolina?
No, I got a family reunion to go to this weekend.
Okay, we talking about The Rock today.
The Rock? Ain't nobody going to race.
Huh?
Nobody going
to
race.
Are you trying to race?
Cut some cuts, scared everybody, so I don't see, you know, what's the problem.
Well, I mean, you know, I try my best. I've been calling people all week to try to get something locked in. You know, I can't run for a whole bunch of money, but I'm going to tickle your fancy when I come. I'm going to tickle your fancy. So you better have at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all I'm saying. I mean, you know, hey, I called everybody. I talked to Possum last night. I talked to some guy from Fort Lauderdale or wherever he's from, Miami. That's where he said he was from. But he never did call me back, so I don't know what should I do. Maybe I need to just Wait for the Indians to come get my bike. Maybe so. They better hurry up because this bike will be sold at the Rock.
Oh, man.
It will be sold.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get out of it. I think I'm going to go back to something else. I got a horse or two up here. I think I'm going back to riding them.
Well, horses?
Yeah. I got two horses.
You know, God damn. What's the dude's name?
Come on, 2 Chainz. You supposed to be on point. Who
you
want to know
about? Man, you know him, too. If you got horses, you know him.
Yeah, I mean.
He got a gold tooth in his mouth. Short, dark skin with a bald head.
Come on, 2 Chainz. You got to give me a little bit more than that now.
Oh, shit.
Wait, how about this? How about you think about it real hard, and let's get some of these motorcycle guys. Let's get some of these motorcycle guys.
No, we can run them horses, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's something we're going to have to talk about.
Sylvester, that's his name. Dude named Sylvester.
Sylvester, I done heard of him. I don't know him personally.
Around when they when all them Mexicans and all that happened last year, when they raided the whole little horse race?
I wasn't around that. It was some. It was a big thing.
Yeah, it went down bad. 2 Chainz almost in the building, but 2 Chainz got caught up in traffic.
Do we have any callers that are listening that are going to be at the Rock race? I mean, that we can kind of line up, see who
hey,
can.
Hey, miss.
Huh?
2 Chainz talking. Don't you interrupt 2 Chainz while he's talking.
You ain't even saying nothing. We
ain't talking about racing horses. What you want to do then?
Look, I'm trying to run a show. I ain't trying to be called out today. I had my day the other day. Shine got on me pretty bad, okay?
So
I'm still recovering from my feelings being hurt. But we are talking about the Rock, though, for real.
Yeah, okay. 2 Chainz, you know she'll be all right. She up and coming, you know. We want to talk about the Rock. Let's talk about the Rock. Now, Custom Cuts, I'm on the phone. I mean, do anybody want to do any racing this weekend? Not with me, with anybody. Call in
anybody.
And let us know.
Anybody. Right now, who's hot right now? Tackle Box.
Possum.
Possum.
What about Area 51? He calling anybody out.
Area 51. Yeah, Area 51. Yeah, he's calling a lot of people out, you know.
There's
I think
so he's going to
do a little racing.
Out.
Yeah, this one's going to be real big, you know. Tackle Boss and them guys, they're supposed to be coming. Possum's supposed to be coming. Richard, all them other cats supposed to be coming. It's going to be a lot of guys show up, you know.
Damn, Custom Cuts, did I talk about your mama just now? I said, what about Air 51? You changed the whole goddamn subject.
I said he's supposed to be coming. I said he's supposed to be coming.
Well,
I mean,
say something. Say it with your chest, nigga.
I mean,
you want him too.
I mean,
yes.
I mean, them guys talking about running for money that I can't provide them. You know, I'm only coming as a one-man show, you know.
Well, won't you tell them if they bring it down, you'll get them.
Yeah, if they bring it down, but somebody told me they're not going to run for that little amount. You know, I thought, you know, two little statues would be enough. They want to run for 10 statues. So, I mean, I don't know. But, like I say, I'm coming up there with 3 bikes. We willing to run anybody. I'm not asking. I'm not begging. Just line up. That's it. And I really want to be on Saturday. I want to be the first grudge race that go down with Alex Bud Light. Alex Bud Light, please, you call in every week. Don't make this a week that you miss. Mash one, please. It's the first little number to the left. Mash one. Just press it. Just press, or if you got the rotary, just go way around to the left and scroll and go, bam, there you go. Come on, Alex, come on. I'm waiting, buddy. You know? I'm waiting.
Okay. We got a caller. Last number is 1708. Your mic is unmuted. Hello? 1708, your mic is unmuted. Okay. He's unmuted.
He got the wrong phone.
Okay, so, obviously wasn't Alex Bud Light. I was expecting him to call in. right after you called him.
Yeah, he's probably somewhere stumbling somewhere. I don't know, but, you know, now, I heard there's supposed to be a little grudge between, well, not a grudge. I heard Elamine's supposed to be there, J-Dam, Cocaine, you know, some of the heavy hitters, along with Black Caesar. But it's supposed to be a lot of heavy hitters there. I just want to know, please, who's, since y'all don't want to say who's racing each other, who's going to race me? Let's start it off like that. Let's start tonight off like that. Who want to race me that's willing to race me and not really just talk about racing me? Can you please let me know?
Let me know.
Nobody.
Maybe we need to talk about the hurricane.
Okay, 2 Chainz drop. I'm going to go ahead and, who is this caller at a 205, last four, 1708? Can you hear me?
Hey, you said 1708.
Hello?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, what's up? Cussle, cussle. Hey, this is Nano.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's happening?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had just called and had to step away for a minute. Hey, who's the young lady talking?
It's Erica.
Hey, how you doing, Erica?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, this is Donna. I'm the one promoting the race at the Rockingham this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just called in.
I'll be there.
Awesome. Oh, hey, lovely. You know, that'll be great. Yeah, you probably don't remember me, but you came out to the hub. I talked to you for a couple of seconds, but I didn't. You were so busy trying to ride a bike, which I don't blame you, but I didn't get a chance to, you know, to properly introduce myself.
Well, I'll make sure we meet at the Rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I ran into so many people at Hub City.
Oh, okay.
Now, how's the weather supposed to be?
Hey, the weather right now is on a showing like 20%. So the weather look real good.
Okay. All right.
I just got off the phone. Matter of fact, I just got off my other phone talking to Mayo, and Mayo, he pulling out tomorrow, so he will be there first thing Friday. And
right.
I guess because he in the same boat that you are, he calling out. You know anybody in this weight class, 200 pounds, with a street tie.
So we gonna have to bring scales and everything to the track. Man, he calling out weight classes now. Good gracious.
Yeah, he's 200 pounds suited, you know, and he said anybody with a street tire, you know, and actually, he's supposed to run a rematch back with the Ghost bike, Big Red bike.
Right.
And they're supposed to run it back Saturday. So,
okay. Well, what time Friday will people actually be able to go over the track?
What did you say?
What'd you say?
No, your phone had, or your phone was pregnant. What did you just say?
I said, what time will we be able to go into the track? What time will the gates be open on Friday?
On Friday, gates will open at 4 o'clock.
Okay. And they're going to run to what, by 11?
11 or 12 midnight. And then on Saturday, the gates will open at 12 noon. And on Saturday should be a whole, you know, 12-hour, you know, nonstop grudge, you know, grudge day.
Okay.
Well,
I think that,
huh?
I say I think that'll be some good times to start because I don't think nobody want to get out of there too much before 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock and try to run no bike. So it'll probably be around about 4 o'clock before people start trying to do something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, we actually leaving out tomorrow night, so I'm not going to give an exact time when I'm rolling in the Rockingham because I don't want nobody to have snipers after me or anything, but I will be in North Carolina Friday morning, early.
Uh-huh.
Early. You know, so I just want to warn everybody, don't try to find me because I will be nowhere to be found. But we will be leaving out tomorrow, though, so. That's a good thing. Is Possum or Alex, I mean, are they trying to call in? I mean, I really need to talk to these guys.
Thought that they're not calling in. I mean, there's plenty of people listening. Know that, okay? But the people that want to talk, they're just not really out there. Or I think what they're waiting for is somebody to kind of break the ice. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Kind of come in and start bashing on you.
Oh, bashing on me. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I think that's
you. I'm playing Oprah today, so I really, you know, really nobody can really bash me today. I'm like sitting in. So I'm neutral today.
Yeah.
I hope.
Well, we have one caller. The last four is 7082. I'm going to go ahead and unmute their mic. Hello?
How you doing tonight, Ms. Erica?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. This is Ike. I was calling in. Mr. Custom Cuts, how you doing tonight?
It is.
What's going on? Is this Ike or Tina? I mean, Turner?
This is Ike. I'm still waiting on Tina to come home. She left me.
Oh, okay. I mean, keep your hands off her. Maybe she'll come back.
Yeah, I can't get her to act right, man. What's going on with you, boy?
Oh, man, ain't nothing. You know me and Papa had a long talk last night.
Oh, yeah, I figured that. And y'all yep. Still going to do that? Y'all going to do it this weekend or what?
It's fire hot.
I heard that. You made
yeah,
a charge yet? You made a charge yet? Which bike you wanted?
Now, he told me. He said he's not going to pick which bike he's going to run me with. It's just a game time decision. So I told him, well, kick the ball off and let's start the game. I mean, it don't matter. Stormtrooper or BMF, it don't matter. He said he wanted to run BMF because Booster for Booster, but I told him I really want Trooper because everybody really think I'm scared to run that bike. But that quarter mile, y'all ain't going to see me. It'll be over for a start. Guaranteed.
Well, I like your confidence, but I'm willing to guarantee you never get in front of neither one of them.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, that's a guarantee that you ain't going to be able to stand behind.
Because I wish I could be there. You know, I would love to be there, you know what I'm saying, to get my normal cheerleading duties in, but I just had a newborn, so I'm about to stay around. The old lady said if I leave to go to North Carolina, don't come back home. So I believe I'm going to stay here for this weekend.
Well, that, you know what? You're thinking like a real man. You're thinking like a champ. You're thinking like a champ. Yeah.
So has Alex locked in with you, or is Possum going to be your only race this weekend?
Now, Alex, this is a funny thing about it. Alex, I've been trying to talk to him on Psycho Bike. He'll say a couple of words. I don't know what kind of state he's in, his mind, rather. But he don't want to lock in.
Alex never going to be there. They guaranteed to be there. That's probably why you say you don't need no lock. Alex, if you know Alex, you know what I'm saying? Alex will race tricycles with you because you ain't really got to lock in with it. You know what I'm saying? Long as
right,
the bike
right.
And he there, he going to run. You know what I'm saying? That's just how he works.
Well, I mean, since you're vouching for him, because I really don't know him like that on that level, why don't you lock in with him? I mean, you vouch for him as far as a lock-in.
I mean, what, you just want a guaranteed race with Alex Crew? I mean, that shouldn't be hard to do at all. Them boys got on mind racing.
Yeah, but when it comes to custom cuts, it seems like it all disappeared when I talk. It all disappeared. The usual don't never happen.
What you do is when you roll into the track, Alex shouldn't be hard to find. As long as he got a Bud Light or two in him, you ought to be able to find him pretty easy. Go
right.
Straight
and
over there and talk to him. And y'all should get
right.
That out real quick.
Last time I came up there, Alex was like the first one I recognized. And he came up, he shook my hand, but not once did he cross his eyes or look at me out the corner of his eyes. It was all, oh, hey, Custom Cuts, I look up to you, you're the man.
Hey,
and all
hey, I think he's calling in right now.
Uh-oh.
Bring him on.
Let me see. I think it's last four, 6645. Your mic is unmuted.
Oh, no. This ain't Buck.
Oh, it's not. Okay. Out of the same area.
No, it's the same area. But you know who it is. You should recognize it by now.
Oh, this is an imitation, but, like, it's possible.
No, I know what it's based on, like.
Oh, man, why would an Ike call in, Possum call in? When Possum call in, Ike call in. It's like they're twins.
No, we ain't got to be twins.
That's my brother from another mother.
1343, your mic is unmuted.
Please be Alice.
1343?
Please be Alice. Please.
624, nobody? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Man, Okay, yeah. Well, we might as well go ahead and
okay.
get it started,
okay.
Papa.
You know what? They popping up now. They want to talk. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute two more microphones, and I'm going to start muting people that aren't talking, okay? So last four.
All right.
Huh?
I said, all right. Take care of myself.
5977, your mic is unmuted, and 6583, your mic is unmuted.
Hey, Ike.
What's going on?
Ike.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Hey, what's up? This is Chris, man.
This Chris, what's going on with you?
Hey, you tell them they can come and get some of the BMLs, the Stormtrooper, the motherfucking possum, because you know what? At the end of the day, they're going to have to pay the damn possum there, right?
Man, Custom Cut say he's going to run, and we're going to see what he's going to do. I believe he just talking.
Come on, man. Take your pom-poms and put them up for a minute, okay? Come on now. I've been trying to lock in with these guys. I also don't know which bike he's going to run me with.
Hey, you pick which bike you want to run with.
Okay, I pick Stormtrooper through the quota. Or, let's put it like this. Since y'all want to say I'm picking on 1,000, I take BML. I take him off the muscle right now.
You take
right
BML
now.
Off the muscle?
I take him off the muscle right now.
I hear you
off
talking now. When we get down at Rockingham, I want you to come into the trailer. You want to switch something up.
No. Look, I ain't got to look at what y'all got.
Oh, trust me. You ain't got no choice but to look what we got because everything we got fast.
Can I ask you something? I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, step on no toes or nothing, but who are you? What is your name?
Don't worry about it, because I promise
Chris is in the camp. Don't worry about who Chris is. Chris cool, Chris with us. That's all you need to know.
Why? I mean, I just want to know. Was he in Twigs? Was he in Twigs, right?
No, he didn't get the Twigs with
him. Oh, okay.
Let me get in here.
Dano got another seat. I'm at Mayo on the wheel. Maybe leaving that tomorrow or something. So
but listen, you
cut off.
What was you saying? Mr. Man, Mister.
Like I said, you'll get to meet me Saturday.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, whenever you want to. Whenever you want some of this old possum racing, you'll
possum
get it.
Again.
Right.
Okay. Okay, now, I'm going to tell you what you're doing right now. What you're doing is shaking your pom-pom, rah, rah, rah. You're doing
hey,
a good
hey, listen,
right there.
Listen, hey, guess what's on my pom-poms, though?
Okay, I'm
what's that?
Win, win, win.
Three W's, eh?
Give me a W. Give me an R.
that's what's on them pom-poms, buddy, and I guarantee you they ain't pink.
Me
okay,
and Chris
I mean,
going to do a little chill for you, Jared.
Hey, I
need to hold that crew possum right now. I jump in this room.
Now, see, this is what I don't understand.
We're body
yeah,
snatcher
act. Nah,
body
possum, this is what I don't understand.
Now. Nobody let me talk.
Hold on.
Now,
come on, Custom Cuts. What you got to say? Come on.
Okay, now. I always get on the radio show. I never have any co-signers. I never have any team players. It's always Custom Cuts against the world. Right now, I'm battling three Possum Racing fans.
Hey, but we represent nationwide, baby. Nationwide. Shit, what you expect? We was representing the hills, right? You come and get some. Come and get some. Meet me on the pavement, baby. Meet me on the damn drive strip. And then you
hey,
talk that shit.
You need to stay off the coffee. I don't know what you're going to say off the coffee, okay?
I'm on that red carpet. Look at BET, and you see who get out of that red carpet, motherfucker.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, you know what? Stay out the pilot. Stay out the pilots and the Flying J's.
Hey, I'm the pilot, buddy.
Okay, I had to go on a mute, homeboy, because we was talking about The Rock last I checked, and we have two callers that want to talk. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute caller 0143
and 6212.
Yo, this is Body Snatcher, 6583.
Oh, there goes number four.
What's going on, Body Snatcher?
What up, baby? Hey, I just wanted to say what up to Erica. We used to race out at Barona. I used to have to put her in check out there just playing the word.
Oh, dang. Who is this?
Hey, this is Body Snatcher. Brian, I talked to you a couple times since we've been out here on the East Coast.
Oh, man, what's going on with you?
Hey, not much. Hey, I'm back in the game. I took a little leave of absence, but Possum Racing gonna be alive again. Body Snatcher.
Oh man,
back.
Here we go.
Oh,
come
man.
On.
Hold on.
We've been quiet for the last few weeks, letting you do your thing on the show. Now, you should be happy we finally coming in and saying something finally. It's time for you to go ahead and pay the piper, cuz.
I mean, man, y'all putting it all in the syringe and just pushing it in real fast, man. Come on, man. Just ease it
hold
on, man.
Hold
y'all
on,
talk.
Jared. Hold on.
Let me just say one comment, and I'm out. Hey, I've been listening all year long. When it comes down to racing, when we show up at the track, don't nobody want to run us. That's all I got to say. For whatever.
Hey,
I run with Custom Cuts. This is the money,
okay.
Man.
This is my boy. What's up,
See, Custom Cuts, you got some backup
on
here.
No, but I'm just saying, but every time we come to the track, don't nobody want to run us.
Y'all need to man up.
Pull up at
bring
the
your
line,
ass
and we can get down. We can goddamn get down the track. That's all we want to do. But y'all are so skinny. Y'all get on the radio every freaking Wednesday talking crap. But when we get to the track, y'all don't show up. Y'all find every excuse to not run us.
That's all I want
y'all to do, and I'm done.
Yeah, you know what, JC? They want to run us at 2:00 in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
we're sitting on gold.
Who trying to stay at the track to 2:00 in the morning? I mean, we got things we gotta do. I mean, come on.
Y'all act like y'all had to pay something. Possum paid to keep the track open so everybody can have fun. Cause you can't rush that.
We done did that too.
Hey,
so what you
argue.
Talking about?
You can't argue like with nobody.
After this weekend, we run over your ass, I'm going to get Possum to come back to Valdosta like me and you originally agreed later on in the year, hopefully for that race in October or whatever, and you can get it again
God.
Then.
Okay, that's fair, but let's put the shoe on the other foot.
Oh, wait.
If I come to North Carolina and run through y'all the best y'all got to offer, BMF, Stormtrooper. When y'all come down this way.
You're going to have to do it again in Valdosta. I mean,
it is what it is. It ain't official until it get done in G8. Believe that. It ain't official with me.
Here's a question. We just raised
Mr. Custom Cuts, here's a question for you, buddy.
You let us run in Valdosta, correct? We can run in Valdosta too, right?
Right, right.
How the hell are you going to run in Valdosta? The Indians come and get your bike.
Look, let me tell you something now. Let me tell you something. Now, what I told you last night, one of those old schools, that's coming home with me, bro.
Yes,
that's coming home with me. So you need to just watch what you say when you say you want to run me in Valdosta, because you're not going to run Black Caesar. You're going to run an outlaw bike. You're going to run a true outlaw bike. So you need to go ahead and just take what you just said. I know what I talk about on the internet. My bike will be gone. But it would be another Black Caesar, because, see, unlike y'all, I switch bikes like I switch shoes. You heard me? You know, so, I mean, I change them.
Nah, I don't. I have to wear the same dirty socks every track event, so we got the same bike.
Well, I ain't no dirty foot. You know, so, I mean, I don't roll like that. I mean, you just said you have to wear the same socks, so your feet must be dirty. But, you know, I wash up. I'm coming to North Carolina to wash up. I'm coming to wash up. I'm leaving Caesar up there.
You're going to be washed up. That's what it's going to be. You're going to be washed
okay,
up.
Okay, well, I tell you what, since you talking all bold and all loud right now.
I'm the trailer on Saturday with you because you're testing all day Friday. I already know what you're about to say.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you know. Yeah, but you know what?
Too quick. Marshall Mathers, come on, man.
Yeah, you.
Hospitation on the reel. We're going to race. You just bring your shit and let's do it.
Wait, who is this?
Yeah.
This is a guy that's not even going to be at the track.
No,
that was Body Snatcher talking to you. He'll be there.
Oh, Body Snatcher. Okay.
I will be there, Custom Cuts. I will be there. My name is Body Snatcher. You will meet me.
Well, I really don't know you, so you'll really have to come up and meet me.
You're going to fall in love with him if you have a cup for you.
Okay, all right. Y'all, I know one thing. Y'all Def Comedy Jam. Y'all need to go on the road, all three of you. Okay?
Well, we're just trying to take...
You wanted us to call in and talk to you. People wanted us to call in and talk, so we all called in and talked. There's three more people on the camp want to call in, but we're just holding them back because Erica done muted one of them.
Hey,
I'm actually going to unmute two more because there's two people that want to talk. So 9291, your mic is unmuted, and 3356, your mic is unmuted.
I hope
it's Alex. It is me. It is me. What's up?
Hey.
What's up? Custom cuts.
Who is this? Hey, you sound like you're on a CB. Who is this?
Hey, you know where I'm at? In the store buying another 40.
Oh, man.
I didn't
Alex, please, man, come on. Come on, man. You got to turn some of that noise off.
Man, I ain't got no noise going on with me.
Last week you had kids in the background. Come on, man. Come on, Nami. I'm not gonna babysit you this week.
Huh?
Alex, we can't hear you.
Hello? Yeah, too much going on.
Hello?
Man, Lord, hey, it's gonna be another week like this. Come on, man. This man need an intervention. Let's intervent, doggone Alex. Alex, we brought you here.
I'm in the
store
buying a 40. That was a dude at the store. The cash was the man. Yeah.
You need an intervention.
Straight up and down. What no, what's up?
Okay, what we going to do? What we going to do? This is custom cut.
I'm trying to figure out what you... Hey, man, we started getting drunk, and that's why I focus on my chits at. Because, look, I forget what I'm going to be doing in the heartbeat.
Okay, I'm talking about running you first.
Hey, have you watched the R. Kelly slow dance? Go to YouTube.
Oh, man, here we go, man. Man, we talking about racing, man. We ain't talking about no R. Kelly.
Oh, that's you. I want you so bad. I can touch your dreadlock ass.
Man, what are you talking about?
I had to boot him. Don't hate me. I had to boot him. Don't hate me. I'm sorry. We couldn't understand him.
Hi, Alex. Love you, dog.
He's talking about R. Kelly.
I had a Buddha. I'm seriously trying to talk about The Rock, like real talk. We have
he's
so many
R. Kelly.
I know, that's why I had a Buddha. He's going to call back. He'll call back. Don't worry.
Who's going to be at The Rock?
Who's going to do what?
I
broke up.
J400 is going to be there so I can bust his ass.
Why don't you tell them what you got lined up? We need to goddamn line up some more races because we guarantee for like three or four people to park out when we show up. You know what I'm saying?
This is the deal. I'm coming up there this weekend, okay? And I'm going to be coming to just do some videotapes for Grudge Inc., the website, and to do some interviews, whoever's interested in one, okay? I have a paper and a pen. Give me three big races that's going down this weekend. Three big races.
Custom Cut versus Possum Racing.
Okay. CC versus Possum. Number one. Give me number two.
If he brave enough, CC versus the other Possum bike. If he brave enough.
Okay. CC's going to fill up all three. We want to see somebody else. So CC.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, everything CC.
No, we got three bikes, baby. We got three bikes. So, really, it could be CC versus Possum, doggone Delta Man versus Possum, and doggone, what's it, Iceberg Slim versus Possum. So, it don't matter. I told you last night, Possum, you got it.
CC versus the world.
No, y'all get that. Possum Racing versus Air 51.
Why not?
Is that a race?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean...
Oh, we gotta confirm.
No, how about Custom Cuts let you leave in the quarter? How about that?
No, Jerry, you ain't letting nobody leave. You run them hitters. Jerry, you run them hitters.
Oh, I know he was gonna back out anyway. I already know that. We talked about that last night.
Hey,
he ain't man enough.
This is what I want to hear. I want to dial in.
Next week. Yeah. Come correct. Go head to head. Stop this gimme me shit.
Is that wrong?
Okay. Yeah, you right about that. We shouldn't be giving out now because we all grown men. If you ain't got enough, don't even line up. You know,
exactly.
Because...
They don't want to line up.
I'm not giving anybody anything. I'm not asking for nothing. No.
That's all right, because we're going to take it.
you guys never want 50 versus Possum, and let's fill up these other two slots. We have one caller, 9291. Your mic is unmuted. Hopefully you want to race. You there? 9291.
Oh, man. Okay. When you pull out Custom Cuts tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm leaving out tomorrow. I get there like probably about 8 o'clock Friday morning. Yeah, and I'm not going to tell you which highway I'm coming up because I don't want you to sabotage the highway. So, let's just say I'm taking Interstate 10, I'm coming through Texas, I'm going to go through Seattle, then I'm going to come around the top side of North Carolina, okay? You'll never know. Stop trying to be slick, Possum. I know you know a lot of people that work on DOT, ain't no telling what you would do.
I'm going to play DOT. Hell.
Well, this man got a pair of leathers with a yellow stripe down his back.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
He's saying that you ain't got much courage. I believe what he's saying, like the cowardly lion on the Wizard of Oz. I believe what he was talking about.
Well, if you check my mane is longer than any one of y'all. Check my mane.
We don't want to see your mane. Parents.
By this natural,
hey.
Okay.
Hey, CC, they talking about we green, we yellow, huh? We yellow, huh? But when we pull up at the track, won't nobody race us. You went
to
the hood, can't get no race. I mean, what? Every track we go to, won't nobody race us. Why? That's what I
want to
know. Why?
Yeah. I can answer that for you. See, I can answer that. Hold on. Here we go. I can answer that. It don't matter what color you pull up in at the track, you just don't leave broke. That's the part you need to be concerned about.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. I ain't never seen nobody smoke more Newports at one race than you. You were so nervous, you went through a whole pack when we were trying to talk about the race. So don't go there with me.
I do smoke a lot of cigarettes. Now, I give you that.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Let me tell you why. I can't smoke what I want to smoke no more. So I have to smoke a lot of Newports. I apologize about that.
So you substitute?
Yeah, I have to substitute, man. I'm sorry. I can't burn no more. Dog might get rid of my ass. So I had to switch habits.
But you got to admit now, boy, you were nervous and sweet. Now you were
nervous.
Boy, y'all were nervous.
Nervous for what, man? That dude showed me the first ticket off of that Stormtrooper bike. Hell, you couldn't get in the lane fast enough. I told him to run you
Why it took y'all to 2 o'clock in the morning to try to run me then?
Simply because
exactly.
I wanted to embarrass your ass. That's why. I told him the number
yeah.
he showed me the first
okay.
time was good enough. But he said
yeah.
he wanted to put a tractor trailer on you. And
yeah.
it took a little longer to pull the tractor trailer off. That's all.
Yeah. One thing about it.
And I was there, too, and I was begging y'all to pull the bike out and go down the track, and y'all wouldn't do it.
When we did pull that son of a bitch out, what happened, don't you? Old Steven caught your loss.
But y'all got – see, you got to understand, Steven ain't got himself nothing. Steven is the weakest link in Georgia. No. You know what? I put my life on that. That man bike don't get no respect. That man bike don't get no respect in Georgia. Yeah,
I ain't gonna talk down.
But I guarantee you won't. I get. I guarantee you won't own it. Man, I run through Stephen Ashley. We talked last night, and I'm going to run him in October, in Valdosta through the 8 Mile. And I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. Man, he's about getting no respect in Georgia around here. I don't know what y'all done heard.
I ain't heard nothing. I just like the man bike. I mean, I can't like
Bike. Yeah. What you like? You like the paint job? You like the rims? Because I know you don't like the horsepower.
Goddamn.
I know you don't like the horsepower.
Man, I'm telling you. I mean, maybe I'm seeing something that y'all can't see, but I like the bike. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I tell you what. He told me he wanted 20 stacks for it.
Yep, just be in Valdosta and come on down, and we're going to show you. That's all we got to
show you. I'm going to show you.
Well, you're going to get, but see, that's all in the future. We're going to talk about what's going to happen this weekend. You finna get shown now.
Okay, well, what we waiting on, all we waiting on is a day and a couple of hours. That's it. And it's going to go down.
The only race you have
CC. CC, I guarantee I can put 10 grand right now. Ain't nobody going to race you this weekend. Now, that's from Captain Kemp.
Why this man saying nobody's going to race custom cuts? Because everybody in the world wants to race you, dude. I mean, I know no disrespect, but I don't like being told that I'm not going to race you. I don't see why.
Well,
I wouldn't run you is if I'm hurt. But the world says you ain't going to be the one to race. So this man's betting 10 grand. I hope he pays me 10 grand when I race you.
Wait, hold on. Let me tell you something, Apostle. Everybody's saying I won't race. Who's the only person that's going to travel to another track after a rainout day at this track? He was supposed to run somebody, travel to another track, even though I lost, but I got the race off. Nobody's done that all year. Left my rock and went to another track. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it don't matter to me. Who did it this year? Who done left the track and went to another track?
No, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Thank you.
I tell you what. Bring the 10 grand man with you this weekend and tell him to put up that 10 on that race and watch how fast that smile go to a frown.
Let me tell you something.
We
only bet no kind of...
Get on my bike and run him head up for a second.
We only bet that kind of money when we in Georgia. I already told y'all that. I told Pastor that yesterday.
I ain't ever betting that kind of money.
Hey,
y'all think y'all gonna bet big with me? No, thank you.
Hey, I tell you what, when you come to Georgia, we got a team down here. And I take 10 jokers and we'll put a grand up a piece. How hard is that? You ain't got 10 people to stand behind you like that?
No. Nope, sure don't. We don't bet big.
Okay, well, I mean, it's whatever. Then me and you are $500 all weekend in, I guess.
Hey, CC. Well, one thing I can say, our record speaks for itself. We will go to the track and we will race, and we ain't scared of nobody. That's the point right there. And we ain't scared of nobody.
You scared of
everybody?
Let me tell you something. One thing about it, I picked my battles. I already picked you and Alex. Y'all my meal for this weekend. After I get finished eating
because
that.
Because you think we're weak. You think we're weak and we're slow.
Okay. But I tell you what, he ain't scared of nobody, but
he picking his battles. But you ain't scared of nobody, though, right?
Wait, hold on. That don't mean nothing. Even Muhammad Ali picked which fighter he wanted to fight. Aaron Fisher.
Shit, Muhammad kicked everybody
in.
Muhammad kicked everybody in.
But at a certain time, too. At a certain time. Aaron 51
can't
look. If Area 51 come to Georgia,
okay.
If he come to Georgia in October, he can get it.
No, man, I ain't got that kind of money. Man, they said them boys want to bet crazy money. I'm not bringing crazy money.
I appreciate that, but you just got a man that's supporting you. We're talking about 10 racks. Nobody going to bet you. Why don't you let him bet?
Oh, no. See, one
See, one thing about it, he bet when he want to bet. That's my man, but I don't never try to control anybody's money. He bet when he get rich.
So,
I know he'll back me.
So just say you give respect to Little Richard and you can't beat Barry, the one will be straight.
Man, what you talking about? I give respect to Little Richard put his pants on. Actually, he put his pants on quicker than I put my pants on because he's short. I don't care nothing about Richard, Ricky, Teasley, none of them. It's a race. That's it. We all gonna be living in the end. It don't matter.
The problem is, nobody is racing because they don't want to race. So just come to the track race. We'll show them how to race.
You think I'm driving? You think I'm gonna miss work? You think I'm gonna stay away from my business to leave on a Monday day, Friday and Saturday, to come up there and not race nobody? I'm coming. Y'all gonna pay my bills. Possum Racing gonna pay my bills this weekend.
Right. See, we had somebody calling in from the 870 area, last 49005. Your mic is open. Hold on. Wait. It's not open yet. Okay, it's open. It's open now.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Mute them, Erica, man.
Alex Bud Light is calling back. So let's hopefully
we're
talking racing.
You better.
I've been
on him.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah,
oh, here we go.
Where
my
gentleman
at? Custom Cuts.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm here.
Hey, I heard you that on Bone Ruffles. I had about 10 texts. You interrupted me while I was getting drunk, man. So
Saturday, I want our race to be the first grudge race to get kicked off, no matter what time it is.
I want our race
between the two Hayabusas through the quarter. Let's be the first grudge race, but, you know, a small amount. It can start at a stack. It don't matter. But
yeah,
I want
to about that.
Okay, well, let's do it. That prime down motorcycle that you got, that you showed me last time, let's run.
Sound good.
Yeah, sound good. Okay, I mean, let's do it. I mean, you want to...
Do you really think we're going to run you?
I really don't think y'all going to race me. I really don't. Because, see, I want to dig in the pocket, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Alex, can you hear me right now?
He done passed out.
Where's he going? We got a date, buddy. And I see Sam and them got quiet. Sam? You know you've been wrong, Sam. Good thing. So you might run home to him, be 11 in. We'll get you all too. Okay, so y'all gonna run me with Sam too? You know what Sam is, my buddy. And we gonna run each other. You know we'll give a damn about you. Okay, I mean, you know. Hey, Sam, I'm gonna let you with that dude money.
All right.
Who money you talking about?
My money.
Oh, come on, Alex, man. Come on, man. You know what?
Man, I'm talking about each other, right? You, hey, Sam knows. Sam goes at the track. Talk with a little bike. He won't run, Sam Cook. So we told him. We don't have to do it there, but we will.
Okay, so do you promise me that I will be your first grudge race of Saturday?
How many white people on the phone? Man, I don't need your phone.
I love that.
Nigga, please. Black ass. You got to race. We want to pull your ass.
Alex.
Wow, why is all the lag going on? I'm trying to talk residual.
Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and talk. Go ahead.
Bud Light is a damn trip.
Yeah, he's trying to crack. Man, this man.
Okay,
I know.
That's why I'm going to get out of
racing. All the time, so.
CC, don't even worry about it. You already know what time it is.
I think we need to just scratch him and just go straight to Pop.
Hey, I don't know. What you think? You need to mute that phone right there because we got so much static.
I'm working on that right now.
Because, see,
I'm
going to see. Wow.
Now, who outside playing in the ring?
That's got to be Ellie.
No, I'm going to mute that.
I swear somebody out there in the middle of Hurricane Isaac playing.
It's got to be Alex. There's got to be him.
Yeah. I should be the only one on the phone from the Gulf Coast, you know what I'm saying? I'm the only one in the hurricane down here.
I'm starting to wonder why your phone's so clear. Your brother is my way somewhere.
Oh no, I'm down here right now on the phone. So call up for hurricane.
Man, I hear the wind. Good gracious, man. We trying to talk some racing, man. That's what we trying to talk about.
Okay, I found it. We good. The person is muted. Go ahead.
Okay. Bob, Sam, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm not even going to worry about Alice. I'm not even going to talk to him about no racing no more. Let's just go ahead and get ours kicked off. When y'all get ready to run me on Saturday, y'all just come up. Man, let's go ahead and get this over with. But I ain't even going to fool with that because that's an all-day situation right there. Let's just go ahead. Don't pencil nobody in. You take your pen out and write my name out. Write
my
name in the spot. I want
man,
you to be the first world race.
You're just another person in line for the great escape.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, all I want you to do is just shake my hand when the race is over, and, man, let's kick the bobo. That's it. Kick the bobo.
For real. Bump all that
it don't matter, man. We're going to lose. We're going to lose. I'm not going to talk like that, man. We're going to lose. I'm going to tell you one thing, though. If you think it's going to be easy victory, you're sadly mistaken. But if you win, hallelujah. That's all I can tell you. That's what it's all about, right?
See, I always tell a person, when they say that to me, flip it around as if I said it to you. Don't think it's going to be easy.
Okay.
Don't think it's going to be easy.
I didn't say it would be. I approach every race as it's going to be hard. Every race is going to be a hard nightmare.
Hey, it's a hard horse to handle in that quarter. There's a hard horse to handle.
Somebody got to have an F.
Who was that?
Hey.
Who was that decided to say something? Who was that?
They always talking slick out of my...
Why,
too? Hey, I
was... That's Body Snatcher, CC.
Body... Beep! That's what you need to sound like next time, okay? Beep! Just beep yourself out of the conversation.
That's what I'm talking about.
That'll be
what I'm talking about. That's how you do this.
Is that the sound you heard when you wake up?
Okay, all right. I'm coming to win, baby. Don't say nothing when you see that big ADRL trailer out there with all four or five motorcycles in it and with those Indians standing around because they're my brothers. They're my brothers. So we straight. Yeah. You know.
Serving person in the in our national forces. He probably has eaten camel before.
I have eaten camel before.
Yeah, the way he taught me, it seemed like he done ate the rear end of one.
God damn.
I eat the whole goddamn thing. Wait till you see the title.
You
ought
to ask somebody to call a body snatcher.
Yeah, that's you know, I'm not gonna touch that one. Anyway, let's get back to race. Is there anybody else that want to talk to Custom Cuts? I know they don't want to talk to Possum Racing. Cause who would want to talk to Possum?
Everybody thinks you're a joke.
Yeah, you know what? And they thought, never mind. Mm.
I'll go off the table. You stole everything.
Yeah. Everybody thinks I'm a joke. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, salam, salam, my brother. I will have the red dot, you know, between my eyes this weekend, so respect that. That's all I'm saying. I will have the red dot between my eyes, respect that. I will have my Aladdin shoes on. I will be racing in my gold Aladdin shoes.
Have a rabbit foot in your pocket. Because you're going to need it.
They need to get Custom Cut. They need to get Custom Cut as a reality show. Boy, you is stupid.
Man, you know, this is, I mean, if y'all keep, you know, chiming in and saying little stuff to me, I mean, what do I supposed to do? I'm a one-man show with, you know, with my homeboy on the side.
Boy, you is a trip. I got to give you a props. You're a funny man.
But body snatcher, I tell you what.
I'm just have to fill up this whole two-hour segment.
You know what, body snatcher, I'm willing to bet you that when Erica shows up on the scene, not trying to involve you in that arrogance, I'm willing to bet on her. I'm willing to bet on her if you make the race fair. The next time y'all see each other, whenever.
We done did that, Barona. We know what's up.
No, I want you to done did this one. I want you to done did this one. Trust me. This time,
What bike were you racing at, Verona? Because I kind of really don't remember you. Not being rude. I'm being honest.
The black with the green flames. The black with the green flames.
The black Busa?
Yep, with the green flames and the skulls on it.
Okay, I know. I remember you. Okay. If you did beat me, you was forgotten about.
Yeah.
I don't remember you beating me, though, for real talk.
I'll take that race with Miss Erica. I'll take that race with Miss Erica.
I think we should have a rematch. What do you think?
I think that'd be good. I think a rematch, we'll do that. We'll do that. I mean, shoot, we bet all the time. We'll do that.
I don't even want to win the race. I just want to see Miss Erica suit up. And
that's sweet. Thank you.
You know what? Let me pull my violin out and start strumming.
I'm
trying
to race.
Come on. I mean, how you going to brag off of beating a lady? Come on, man.
I don't want to win. I just want to see her suit up.
Nobody brazzing off of it. I respect her, and I know what she's capable of.
That's how you came on the radio tonight. Oh, Erica, remember when I beat you up? Come on, that's how you introduce yourself? Hey, Erica, I'm on the radio. Remember when I beat you?
Your ass on a bike, too.
Wait, hold on now. I don't think none of y'all want to see me on a hand clip.
Oh, Lord, boy, I'll kill you on a hand clip, Mike.
Trust me, before Custom Cuts, it was Hand Clip Jones. Believe that now. Yeah.
Now, Jared, I will take you up on that bet. I will ruin you on a hand clutch bike, boy.
No. Let me tell you something now. I was born and raised on a hand clutch. You know what? All you're going to do is gin to me to death. That's all you're going to do, me to death.
Hand clutch. That was my hooker, cuz. True stock hand clutch. God damn, I'll take that race. I got a bike ready for you right now, I rap. 70 inches to 1,000. Got anything close to it, you
see? Sissy, tell her how many times we done went to jail and got dang running on the street. When you do it in the street.
I got my first misdemeanor for running from the law.
I don't street race no more. I got my license back the last time. I said that was it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I got called last time. I gave it up.
I'm gonna tell you how swift I was on the street. Guess what I was beating people on? A Honda Blackbird.
Now you know that almost a blackbird. Yeah, I know what y'all saying right now. That's amazing.
No, I ain't saying that's amazing. Cause, I mean, no disrespect to the Honda riders out there, but that motherfucker like a big ass moped. I don't think I'll ride it.
You know what? That's where I draw the line.
I don't ride that big moped, cause that motherfucker like a big ass. Anything with a unit seat on it besides a ZX14, that's the only thing with one old seat on it that you'll ever see me ride.
Hey, CC, you hear that?
I don't ride bikes with one whole seat on me. You might as well would have got your katana.
Oh, man. I hope no Honda riders are listening.
I mean, no disrespect to the Honda riders. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. But I just don't like them bikes with that one seat.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That took me back to them katana days, back in, like, you know what I'm saying, 2001, 2002, back in the good old days.
But who did y'all hear about Area 51 racing this weekend?
I don't think nobody stepped up to the plate. Richard trying to find a race for it now. Well, you ought to go ahead and try him out, man.
Man, Richard done blew up one bike. I mean, come on, Richard.
I mean, Richard ride a lot of bikes, man. Stuff happens from time to time.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to cut him down the side. You keep talking. And, you know, if it just let Echo get out the phone, little Richard, you keep looking for me, I'm going to find you. So keep looking.
Hey, we got a caller. 3216, your mic is unmuted.
Go ahead, Sean. Hey, we in there. Did you cut some clutch? You did this? You talk about a hand. Who are you talking about a hand clutch?
I tell you, this is somebody. Wait, hold on. Now I'm finna use my psychic powers. This sounds like somebody's like 4'5", stay in Memphis.
I'll be honest. You better not let nothing with a hand clutch come out your mouth.
What's going on, John?
Yeah, I ain't had to tell you who it is. You know exactly who it is. Talking about a hand clutch.
Yeah.
A gold black bird.
Wait, hold on.
I thought you out there with a black bird. You had a black suit on.
Well, here's the joke.
You were going to a field. I would kill that bird.
But you know what? You don't really want to see me on the street. Now, me and you will have to get down on the street.
Man, it don't matter if where I see you at. I bet the rock Saturday.
Oh, well, you bet the rock. What you gonna have up there? God or nothing?
I'm gonna have a. You know how you go in the store and you look at the clothes and you got a variety to choose from on the rack? That's what I'm gonna be.
Yeah.
That's how I'm gonna be.
Yeah.
That's
okay. So you're going to be city trans. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be city trans. And it don't tell them what outfit you might see me on.
Yeah. With one pocket bigger than the other one. Okay.
That's right. So I'll be there.
Okay. Well, what you going to be riding as far as in my class?
I hear my girl on the phone.
What you going to be riding in my class, sir?
I got everything in your class. As long as you got a flash slick and nitrous, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Now, Shine, I want to get back to business. Now, I want to pose a question to you. Now, I've been hearing over the internet, reading over the internet, people have been calling in talking about Shine is washed up. Can you elaborate on that? Can you defend yourself when somebody say that? What do you think about that question?
Only comment I have on that, you know, the mouth is made to say anything. Prove to me I'm washed up. Ain't nobody proved it yet. You tried to pay me to retire, so I must not be washed up.
Wait, who tried to pay you?
You told me what it cost for you to buy me out this contract so I can retire. You sugar me out here.
Well, one thing about it, I do not like to see an old man get beat down. Now, I got a lot of respect for my elders. I got a lot of respect. You're almost 60 years old, and I got a lot of respect for you, John.
I know you do. So if I'm washed up, why they ain't jumping?
Well, they
like
jumping, but everybody.
Just like you cats were talking about hand clutches. Okay. Get a hand clutch. Let me get involved in that.
All you're going to do is jam me to death. You're going to jam me to death or haze me to death. That's cool. Let's pop that clutch. That clutch come off.
Man, all you're going to do is haze me to death. No, what I do to you, I'll take your motorcycle with a hand, sir, and let you make a pass. Then I get on it and go faster than you. How about that? On your
motorcycle. Man, you probably will, but I only bet on the strike.
Okay, you bet on the strike. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
I got a ZX14 with a stock hand clutch in it. What you got with a stock hand clutch in it? I ain't talking about none of these tricky clutches they dealing.
Because they just like slides. You might have
got a slide. I tell you what, I got somebody with a hand clutch. No, let me tell you now that he's willing to run you. I can call Chris Jones, and he will run you with one of his ZS14s.
Okay.
Oh, you don't want to fool with the gas. You don't want to fool with that gas.
I ain't got no problem. Hey, long as what is it, a turbo or nitrous? What is it?
You know it's turbo. Come on, man. We only mess with turbo down here when you're talking about Cheapland, Florida. Come on, now.
I ain't got no problem with racing.
Come on, now. You don't want none of that machine down there, man.
You heard me, didn't you? I ain't got no problem with racing.
What?
You're saying, but I ain't got no problem with racing. Long as you got a street tie. As long as he got a street tie and a hand clutch, like me, no trigger clutch, we can get out.
No, we run down here is hand clutch and shinkles. That's it now.
Sound like we got a race then, don't it?
Yeah, ain't no problem. All I got to do is call him right now on the phone. But
it don't
one
make
thing
a difference. Who you need to call? Is he going to be in the rock?
No, yeah, you know what? I don't know if his kids are going to line because he just got back from up that way, but I know he'll be down there in Valdosta, which that's the race you coming to in October.
Okay. I'm coming. You talking about on the 13th with that race you talking about October, ain't
it? Right.
I told you I was going to make it my business to come there, didn't I?
Right. You do
but
know
you
how
know
to
what?
Read a calendar.
Yeah, but I think I will be in Valdosta on September the 15th.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's cool. It don't matter, dog. You come down this way, you got action. All I got to do is make one phone call. But
wait,
I want
you
to
sound like to me. Sound like to me, you need to let your fingers go to work.
Okay, well, just bring a grudge bike down here. And you know what? I really want that God of War motorcycle. So whenever
you
don't get
finished
putting them.
You need to call them people with God of War. But I promise you, you will be accommodated Saturday.
Okay, we're going to see.
And I'm going to come fill out the trailer with you.
You can talk to these other little boys in racing like that, but you don't scare me. Just like I stood in your face down there season and told you what I was going to do to Chris Moore.
Man, I come straight out of the trailer with you, man.
See, I told you down there in season what I was going to do to Chris Moore, and you swore me up and down that I was going to get the brakes beat off of me. But, boy, they told me.
Okay, it rained yesterday. It didn't rain today.
I can't believe you were a category. Put me in a category of rain.
It rained yesterday, but it didn't rain today. So what difference that make? Anything is possible. But I will come on the table with you.
Yeah, okay. The only person you got riding your dog right now is Grip. Grip, the only person that still believe in you.
Okay.
You're a rider. That's cool. You put on your suit just like I put on my suit. Mine zip up from the front. That's it.
Let me tell you again. You might not have heard me. I will come off the trailer with you.
Dog. When I get finished with Possum, BMF, Stormtrooper,
that won't be off the trailer. You're going to be running. That ain't going to be off the trailer.
No, you said you coming off the trailer. I didn't say I was coming off the trailer.
Oh, so you won't come off the trailer with me?
You
ain't got nothing locked in with Possum. I heard y'all. You ain't got nothing. Y'all just going to meet up. If y'all meet up, y'all going to race. You say you going to race.
What will you be riding?
Now,
I mean,
so what?
I'm not finna lock in something. What are you riding?
A booster with a flashlight on it.
A booster with a flashlight. When I get there and look at it, then we'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk. But one thing about me, I'm smarter than you when it comes to phone conversations. I'm not finna sit here and lock in something, and you go borrow somebody's motorcycle. I'm bringing the Tyler to my motorcycle.
As long as
it's
in the same class as you. Nothing that's out class as you.
Okay. I don't borrow nothing. My camp don't borrow nothing around here. We won't even borrow a tire for the day.
You do what you do. What borrowing got to do with it? As long as you got the motorcycle inside of you and somebody riding, that's all that matter, right?
Yeah, you're right. So we'll just talk at the transit. You know, you can talk to Possum now and try and see if you can set something up with them. But I'm through talking with you until we get to the track. Then I look at what you got, then we can do something.
That's cool with me, but as I recall, the grudge line open for talking grudge, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
but I'm going to tell you, I know one thing.
You say you're going to have 4 or 5 bikes. Okay, that's one out the way. What about the other 3 bikes you got?
Everybody trying to run me? Is everybody trying to run me on here?
Ain't nobody else on the phone.
Hey, CC, ain't nobody else speaking up. Don't nobody else want to do nothing. They just want to run you and chop your head off, but guess what? It ain't going to even happen. So
They're going to all back down, and they're going to walk away with their tail between their hands.
Hey,
that's what
I'm
always
trying
to
raise
me. Man, I'm going to have a hand-clutch motorcycle down with a street car. I run anybody with one.
Man, look at
it,
man.
Who
you keep talking about a hand clutch, man. We talking about grudge. Like, man, this grudge day at The Rock. This ain't hand clutch day.
I'm just telling you what class that particular motorcycle is in. You know, maybe somebody
well,
has something like that.
Well, Mayo coming. Why don't you run one of Mayo, babe?
I've already been on the line with Mayo. Mayo don't know how to stay. He don't know you got to cut them two yellow lights on before you can go.
Oh, man. You know, that was a low blow.
Hey, Mayo thought he was...
Well, that should be easy money for you then, Mayo.
Yeah,
that should be easy money.
What? Yeah, if a man don't know how to stay, that should be easy money. Just pull on up there. He got
exactly.
7 seconds on.
Man, I was in. He one didn't get in.
So yeah,
hold on.
Huh?
Run it back. That should be easy money right there, yo.
How you gonna run it back? And we in the stage. We lined up to go. It ain't my fault, man. How long it going to take him? They're going to sit there with both my lights on, just sitting there? He ain't even turned the circle on here.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to roll in.
Hey, but okay. Now, let me ask you an important question. I really need to know this. Ike, Possum, y'all can all say something. Now, do the 7 second rule play a part in, do they use that rule up there at The Rock?
They might, you know, you need to find out, because seriously, you need to find out if they got the tree on auto. If they got the tree on auto, then it applies. But if they don't, it don't make no difference how long you take before you cut the team. But if they got an automatic part, then it's going to count you out.
Okay. All right. I really need to know that.
Yeah.
You know, I really need to know that. Is there any more racers on here tonight that want to say something to Shine, that want to speak their mind about Shine?
Well,
or
I wanted to answer a question real quick. Shine, it's Erica. Are you not going to Griff's race on the 15th?
I think I had something locked in for Fat Austin on the 15th.
Okay.
I got all about Grip Race. Grip Race is on the 15th also.
Yeah.
Also, Fat Austin on the 15th too?
Yeah. Fat Austin got like a grudge fest thing. I'm supposed to be locked in with these cats with this 1,000 down there.
Wait, hold on. We need to find out the real dates about that. I ain't think those two races are on the same day.
Yeah, on the 15th. September the 15th.
Oh. Okay. Well, I know I'm going to be staying in Georgia that weekend.
Yeah,
I'm staying in Georgia. I will be in Bad Austin. Rip, I'm sorry, my
friend, but... Not to cut you off, cousin, but Erica, you know, it's real strange. Every time Grip have a race, it's always the last time he had a race, I had to go to ADR AL race. Every time Grip got a race, I have to be somewhere else. One of these days, I'm going to get the Grip race. I promise I am.
Okay.
And it might be this time. Like I said, these guys, you know, they change like the weather. So, you know, we never know what the future holds for them.
Right.
We never know what the future holds for
them. So, Sean, are you like a freelance rider? Are you trying to pick up a sponsor? I mean, why did you get out of the big time racing?
No. I'm a one man's army.
Yeah, because, see, I read in a magazine a while back, probably about a year or two ago, they said the reason why you're not on a race team now because of the grudging. The grudging have a bigger figure.
Well, you got a lot of people that, you know, people might be wanting to put you, you know, to get you to sponsor you, but they don't want you to be a part of that situation because, you know, certain people may look bad. You may make certain people look bad, so they don't want you out there. So
You probably know I'm telling the truth about this, but I read they said something about the way you talk trash and the way they don't want to be affiliated with that.
I actually read that
in a magazine.
But you name me one professional that never talked trash and that never street raced, that ride a motorcycle now. Name it.
Where do you think the
motorcycle race to come from? The street, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. So, you know,
but I just don't understand why they would drop you just because of grudge racing wins.
No, really.
That's what people coming to see.
I ain't never been dropped.
What Shine trying to tell you, cousin, is he didn't sell out, is what he's saying. He stuck to his roots.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
Unless I'm disabled, you know, that thing can still happen. It just hasn't happened because, you know, you got certain people that don't want you on that team, man, because... if you get out there and you start shining, guess what? They're going to start dueling.
So what are you saying? What are you trying to say? I'm trying to read between the lines. Are you saying somebody bad mouth you?
All the time. Real? Come on now. All the time.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
All the time.
So you think you can get on that 14 and turn just as good a time as the man who's riding it now?
Why come? I don't see why not.
Okay, I mean, you know, hey, I'm just trying to find out because I never had the opportunity to ask a professional rider. And know what I called you, a professional rider.
I do a guy stay at home, stay out of racing for 2 years and get right back in racing in the Super Sport Class 1000 and win the championship. And already start 2 races behind. What that tell you? And all the greatest riders in the country for to be there. For to be in it.
Right.
So that let you know what I thought about.
So, I mean,
not to cut you off, but did you see the legend of the shootout of, you know, that thing in Rockingham with all the legends, Bill Bowles, all the guys on there? Johnny Rockingham, did you see that? Who won that?
Yeah.
See, the proof is in the pudding. We're on the same equipment. We all got the same equipment, right?
Yeah, you're right. But I just think that a lot of people out there trying to tarnish your resume by saying you washed up. And I never call you washed up before.
Yeah,
but, see, they really don't understand. See, I've been following you for a long time. I'm talking about a long time, Shine.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why that foreign motorcycle, you know, kind of, you know, I wouldn't say booted you, but kind of just slid you to the side and put this face on that motorcycle. And really, I don't give him no respect for riding that motorcycle.
Who that?
Come on, I don't want to call no names, but Gatson. I mean, didn't you used to ride the Kawasaki, right?
Never, ever. I ain't never rode for him. I beat him. Who you think got Rickers from? Who you think helped got him? I didn't get him one, but who you think helped got him one? I was beating him so bad they felt sorry for him.
Yeah.
Hey, please go ahead and unmute the mic. Caller 5414, your mic is unmuted.
Hey, Shannon, what's going on?
What's happening?
This the old man. What's going on? Them boys don't know nothing about them 1980s, Shine. You know they don't.
They don't know nothing about them.
What's up, Nick?
What's going on with you, bro?
They don't know when I was taking them motorcycles with no power beating the factory. You had the factory boys crying. They don't know nothing about
the Red Devils club behind the clubhouse up there in Louisville, neither.
They don't know about that one day.
Yeah, this man.
What's going on with you, Rich?
Nothing much. Hey, check this out. Y'all need to redo this. You need to be at the grip race there, Shine, man. We're going to have it going on up there now.
Talking about grip race.
Yeah, sir.
I know I'm going to have to go to the bad offer, though, because I just got a call. The check called me today, didn't it? Yeah, today.
I'm going to tell you, if you don't get your race locked in, Richard will tell you, because we had a good time at grip race last year.
I don't understand how y'all going to ask this man to come to grip race when we throwing him a retirement party down here. He's going to let Georgia retire. He's going to leave Georgia retired.
You know how long? Rich, you know how long they've been retiring me for the last 25 or 30 years, and I ain't retired yet. So what that
means? You know, I retired after we went to the strip club in Memphis the last time. I ain't been back out since. But look, we need Cousin Holiday Beach so we can see what he look like in a bikini. Keep on.
he got the long hair already.
We want to get him in a haircut race.
Yeah, we're gonna get a loser, get their hair shaved off, man.
One thing about me, y'all can make all the jokes y'all want, but I'm coming to race. I never come to Holiday Beach because I heard the stopping room. They don't have enough stopping room. Now, Shine, be real. Is there enough stopping room for
100 miles an hour? I ain't never been.
Cousin,
if they got Leonidas and the ACP booster to stop in two races, I'm pretty sure that Joe Biden
can stop
too. Hey, CC.
This is somebody I already drove. Come on. This is the guy you ran from in Valdosta last year. I ran from. Yeah, with that yellow bike that got C. Allis on the side, is it? This is the one you're coming if you go do something to me this year. Yeah, this is C. Allis owner. C. Allis? Yeah, the yellow bike that you didn't want to run with after you broke your bike over in Valdosta. Okay, well, this is a new year, bro.
This is New Year. When you come to Valdosta October 15th, then we can get it.
You were we supposed to have been doing something a long time ago. You said as soon as you got ready, you had something for the whole camp.
Look, I got you. All you had to do, I mean, this is my first time even hollering at you since then.
No, when you talked in Hattiesburg.
We talked in Hattiesburg?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, maybe we did. I mean, I have so many fans, so many autographs to sign.
I'm going to tell you now, I ain't going to say I'm a fan, but I just got to tell you, you know, I appreciate that money you won from me earlier this year when you were in the ACP booster race. I told everybody what we're going to have.
Before, what did you say was going to happen?
A week before the race, I told everybody what we're going to have.
Yep, I and I end up losing money to Richard on that race.
What you said was gonna happen? You said he was gonna red light.
Yep,
no, I lost money to him and you, cuz on that race.
So now y'all telling me for real? You told everybody you said he was gonna red light.
He said that. A week before the race.
He damn sure told me that. He told me that, and I told him he was crazy. And I bet him all my money, and he damn sure took it, too.
But, see, this the thing that I'm going to tell y'all. Now, I noticed when I went over there to the hub, to Mississippi, I noticed how them cats be trying to leave from the line. They don't never stop moving. They roll right through the light, and that's what Marcus did.
They pushing the tree, cuz.
Yeah, see, and I never seen that happen.
That's how pushing the tree. You can do it. It can be done.
I'm telling you, over here in Georgia, I never seen that. But I kept seeing over there at the hood because I watch. Y'all think I'd be up there trying to spoil around, but I'd be up there watching. I seen them cats. That bike don't never stop moving.
They got to spin the roll out.
See, that bike don't never stop moving. Some tracks ain't got no roll out like that. But if you roll it, you're going to red light.
Yeah, but how you going to do that on a two-step? I mean, that's crazy. You can't do that on a two-step.
Yes, you can.
CZ, me and Ty was two-stepping back in 82. We've been two-stepping a long time now.
And I'm older than Ty.
Hey, Sean, I got a question for you, boss.
What's
that? This Ike, I heard you telling Cousin Cut you were bringing. So what all grudge about you bringing up there this weekend?
Shoot, I ain't bringing nothing. They're going to already be there when I get there. I'm just coming.
I got you.
It's going to be some, you know, going to be a booster with flashlight, 14 with street tie, 1,000 with flashlight. You know, it's going to be several Parada bikes going to be there that I got to ride. I'm pretty sure I can race.
I mean that you got to blow up.
That's okay.
Well, Sean, we might try to get something lined up with you at all. That booster, is a nitrazole flashlight bike?
Yeah.
All right. See if we can get a race lined up for you so you don't make a waste trip up there.
I ain't going to make no waste trip because I'm going to keep cussing.
Sean, you bringing that mini Kong, we see that Kong bike, Flash Slick 1000.
Yeah, it's going to be there.
Ready to go?
Yeah, it's going to be there.
Is it ready to go?
I'm gonna see when I get there. That's why I said I'm gonna see when they get there.
Man, how you gonna show up at a girls' race? You got to see when they get there. Is it ready to go or what?
That flash leak booster is ready to go.
Man, this man talking about he gonna see. Man, come on, man.
Hey, that flash leak booster with the nitrous is ready to go.
You keep running your mouth. You gonna get what you asking for.
Yeah,
keep running your mouth.
Okay, I'm gonna keep running my mouth. So stop me.
Doggone it.
I can't stop you from jumping in, but I sure can make you jump out of there.
Hey, CC, don't even worry about that. We already know what we're working with. So we're just going to come through, run through. We're going to do like a tornado. We're going to come through that bitch. We're going to run through the bitch, and we're going to bring that shit back to GA. That's all we're going to do. So
I think I'm going to treat Shannon like the bad green.
Hold on. A tornado get weak too now.
Yeah, but this ain't no category zero.
Tornado get weak too, partner.
Yeah, okay. But
check this out. We the idol. We're going to come in, we're going to swoop y'all ass up, and we're going to go back to Georgia. That's what we're going to do. I don't know what y'all trying to do.
Sometimes things don't work out the way you plan it. So, you know, you might have to have a tape route.
Yeah, I understand that.
You might come in too. You might come in and get knocked off, have to turn around and get right back up out of there.
One thing about it,
but guess what? You can test all the cities that don't have a tornado come through and touch down. Goddamn, what they goddamn do, and when they hit down, they get back up and they get out. Look at the news. That's all I got to say. Now what we gonna do? We gonna touch down. We gonna wreck everything, and we gonna run out. That's what we gonna do.
I'm gonna see what this conversation gonna be like next week.
I can see it now. I can hear it now. I can hear it right now. Next week. Oh Lord, I don't know how we gonna rebuild. I don't know how we gonna build back. There's no way we're gonna have to move. Oh, custom cut came in and just destroy everything.
Hey, see, you know how we do.
Boy, hold on, Custom. It might go like this. Man, did y'all see that fool out there called Custom Cut? Man, I'm going to beat your brakes off him.
Now, you know what? That was a long time.
Hey, CC, let me just say one thing, and I'm going to shut it up for tonight. Hey, y'all can talk that trash last year. But this year, y'all can't even talk that trash. Y'all got to show up, and y'all got to pull up this year. If y'all ain't pulling up, then I don't respect nobody. Because I sit here and I listen some more. And then when we get to the track, ain't nobody trying to bet no money. And I'm wasting my damn time.
Wait a minute. Them folks do be trying to bet money now. I don't know where you been.
Tell them again.
I'm talking about, don't nobody want to bet CC. That's what I'm talking about. Don't nobody. Y'all get on the station, you talk trash, y'all pull up at the track, and don't want to run us. That's what I have a problem with.
I can promise you this Saturday. CC show up at that track, I'm at that track, you ain't got to worry about no race.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a long time coming for us, but I'm going to tell you how it was at the hub.
Go ahead and stick your foot in your mouth. Go ahead. What about the hood?
I'm going to tell you something about the hub. When I came over to the hub, it was so much talk about CC wouldn't run this person, CC wouldn't run that person. When I pulled up, it was so many racers that thought I didn't know who they were that was coming up. Oh, man, I'm your fan. I enjoy what you do. I enjoy
Boy,
this
get
right
your
here.
Head out your
yeah.
head.
Last four, 9005.
Your mic is open. Hey, Sean. This Ike right here. What I was going to tell you was, Sean, if y'all get up there next week and all, and King Kong running pretty good, what you want to do is go and do that race with Trooper if is the bike running good?
Yeah. I don't got no problem with racing. If my bike running, man, we racing.
I just want to make sure that the bike is right, or somebody got it already, and I just want to make sure it's right. That's why I'm meeting them. I understand that. I definitely understand that. Well, I tell you what, if you see Possum up there, and y'all make a couple passes on it, and y'all think you know it's ready, go over there and get away from the town.
I race Possum with that Booster, and he got a Booster. BMX, I'll take that bike. BME or PMO. I rate that bike.
Wait, hold on now. Hold on, what's that?
That's my son, y'all. I apologize. He's a newborn. Now, y'all give him a little
slack.
That's
all right. They're supposed to cry. They're supposed to cry. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Never see him.
He got mad. He got mad at Custom Cup for talking trash to his daddy.
Uh-oh. Custom Cup, we still got to
talk about
down.
The racing, man.
They got that.
Hey, I'm not calling no names, but I already owe somebody's son a timeout. In my butt for kicking me in my butt. Come on now. I still gotta get that Nike out for
Jesus. Baby, throw me the ball.
And his name is Alex as well.
Oh man, come on now.
Oh no, man, why did you do that?
Alex.
Oh man, why did you do that, man? That other fool. Hey, look here. Alex is a good name for some people. But look. Man, where was that fool at when y'all were trying to talk to him in the basement? On parole? And then, where was he at?
You can't cuss him.
Wait, what?
What?
What was that? Now, one thing about Custom Cuts, I love the kids, but, yo, hey, come on now, let's go now. You need to go to bed now.
Hey, Erica.
I'm here.
Hey, CC got like 10 races. You got all those penciled in because I don't want to come here next week and everybody, you know what I'm saying, on mute next week. You know what I'm saying?
The only thing that I have on my paper, it says CC versus Possum, and I have Shine versus whoever wants to step up. That's it.
Cuz, just like this diaper I'm about to change. You full of shit.
No, hold on. The whole 2 hours been on Custom Cuts. Y'all been bashing us. Y'all been trashing us. Y'all been doing this. Y'all been doing that.
Nobody bashed you. Nobody trashed you.
And when we get to the line, y'all need to pull up, and y'all need to go down the track. We don't need no excuses this weekend. That's all I got to say. I'm tired of listening to y'all every Wednesday.
The last time talking we about y'all, y'all going to race. Excuse on your side. So quit talking about we trashing your man. We ain't trashing him. I don't have a long conversation with you about that. I don't
smack talk
him like that.
What you
want to
pound?
Okay, I'm just saying. I've been there. We're thick and thin. So
yeah.
I know what it is.
Hold on, so you pretty much, you tired of everybody, it's just like the CC show, you know what I mean? But see, we understand, and we're trying to call other people out, and nobody's pressing one. They just listening, so they must love it.
I'm going to answer that question for y'all. Yes, this is the man to beat, the most hated in the grudge game, Custom Cuts. The reason why everybody wants me because I stepped up to the plate. From what I see in this grudge game, you got a lot of people that like to call and private message people and speak their mind. I don't speak my mind behind closed doors. I speak it in front of you. So I ought to get major respect off of that. If I will run you, I'm going to call you. And I'm going to run you. I don't fear nobody out there when it comes to racing a motorcycle. I don't do nothing else in my life but cut hair and race motorcycles. And I'm good at both of them. take it how you want to take it.
Cousin, when I come to George, I'm going to let you cut my hair. You mess me up, man. You're going to have a problem.
I'm going to say this, and y'all are listening up good.
Erica.
I done seen your bike make two passes down the track.
Yeah,
you got up to the hood and it died on you.
Yeah.
I could have ran you on my scooter.
It won't be doing that anymore.
What I can say is this. you stepped up, you called somebody out that's been out there a long time. But, bro, Starter Clutch, I'm going to bet with you again. I don't want to hear nothing about no Starter Clutch because I will be in Queens.
I'll be at
Grip
Race September
15th. Yeah.
So, Holiday Beach Raceway.
So, I'm going to tell you something, Dan. I'm going to hold that stuff up to you and shake your hand after you win this race this weekend.
Hey, clear the line for me. I got a call out.
Okay, go ahead.
We got a call out. All right, this is Body Snatcher. We want to know if CJ Hunter wants to run the possum in the quarter.
I don't know.
It took you that long to figure that out?
Is somebody in the ER? I hear a lot of people talking. Hey, what we want to know is if CJ Ford, man, you are speaking for four or five people, motorcycle man. Look, we ain't trying to hear that. If CJ want to race possum, he'll call in.
I want to take the time out to say to all my fans.
CC,
quiet for a minute.
Say what now?
I can't understand you. I hear a lot of babies in the background.
How do
you?
I'm trying
to see. CJ wants to run possum in the quarter.
Don't you think you need to be calling CJ for that?
Don't you think you need to sit in the corner?
Maybe I do. Maybe I do.
Nothing that you would ever ride will make me sit in the corner.
I guarantee you that. There's only a few people out there that can say they want to race me.
Keep it racial. Nice. We want to know if CJ400 wants to race possum. We're putting a call out there. Aren't too much talk.
We have a caller who's calling in 9392. Your mic is up. Hello?
Man, that's an aunt to daycare.
All right, go ahead.
Everybody babysitting their kids at night now.
Yeah. Come on. You know what? Next week, nipples for everybody. Nipples for everybody. I want these babies to bed, okay? Baby, bye-bye, okay? Nipples for everybody next week, okay? Hey, oh, come on now. You need to get your little self to bed now. What you doing still, look? It's custom cut. I'm going to rock you to sleep.
Similar, like Santa Claus, all day.
This ain't Santa Claus now. This custom cut. Now, I don't bring no presents. All right, little mama, little man, you need to get in that bed now. Hey, don't tell me to shut up. This custom cut. All right, you need to stop that, all right. Hey, come on, man. You get like Bud Light now. I'm not sure. Shoot. Ow. But
all
anyway,
right, so, back to racing.
Thank you.
Back to racing. So we keep, it's like a revolving issue. I mean, we just can't get anybody else to race other people. So I'm sure it'll happen in a day. It'll just be nice to go up there and kind of know on some lock-ins on who's going to be racing each other.
Well, you know, it's good race. Don't nobody talk about no lock-ins. We just get it on.
That's what we get at the hood. We just get it on.
Nobody don't talk about no lock here. We just get it on.
That's it.
Well,
I'll
be down
like
right up
and shut up.
Great.
Okay,
yeah. That
Alex out the way. Next.
Yeah, thank you. Man. I mean, you got is Ike still on or he hung up?
No, Ike's still on. Hold on. Yeah, Ike's still on.
Okay, yeah, okay. Possum, you on?
Yeah, I'm on with Ike.
Okay, yeah, as long as we know. Shine, you still here?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. I see right now I need to go ahead and handle him because he's not going to lay off me until I race him. So I really need to handle him. I just need to see what he got, and we can go from there, you know.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and unmute two more mics real quick. Oh, wait, never mind. They just hung up.
Scared already. Man. Boy.
Hey, CC. Hey,
yeah,
I just need some racing going on. I just need some racing going on this weekend. I'd be coming to the track. You know what I'm saying? We'd be waiting all night to race. I just want to see some good racing with CC. Light up, go down the track. Hey, if you want to win, okay.
I want to tell Erica who she's talking to. This is the guy that gave you the money for the photo shoot.
Oh, okay.
Don't start that, Jared. Cut that out, man. Don't even do that, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't have no money. I'm broke as a joke, but my affiliates, you know.
Oh, man.
You know, that's why I say when y'all come to GA, you can get what you want to, man. We lay on stacks and do push-ups on them around here. You heard me?
I'm trying to show them.
See,
they don't
know. I'm going to tell you, when a man can put $7,000 on the ground and do a push-up on him, you better ask somebody. Only custom cuts.
Mars, you
ain't nobody
doing
that, right?
And I'm going to leave it at that.
Taylor made, baby. Hey, Connor, I got something for you. Dog on it.
Hey, well, come on with it then, cuz.
Yeah, I got a saltwater rod with a big old shrimp on the end. Got something for you.
Now, see, now you talking my language now. All jokes aside, after this race season get over with, come on down here. Let me take you in that gulf. Let me show you what. The fish bite every time. You ain't got to worry about locking in no race.
I got one question for you. When is Red Snapper season over with?
It's over. It's over two months.
Yeah, you thought I ain't know none of that. Yeah, you know how you stay in town, but I know about the Gulf. Huh? Yeah.
Well, you scared of that water, boy.
All I'm going to call you is old Amber Jack. That's all you is, old Amber Jack. Huh?
See, you know a little something about fish. I get you.
Yeah.
But let's talk about racing. Me and you talk about fishing after the call.
Young got it, man, representing the White Ghost.
All right.
Transient is three tires going to be there. If we look for action, we're going to be in the house looking for action.
You going to be in Rockingham this weekend?
Yes.
Perfect.
Well, Sean was just asking for a street tire hand clip.
Mm-hmm.
Go sliding, cuz. We'll race Mayo, too. So that's the race, too. Erica locked in Mayo and the White Ghost.
Yeah.
Will you race something, cuz?
We got a street tag. What you gonna?
You make it right, yeah, we'll run you. Yeah, make it right.
Well, no, never mind. You need to talk to somebody else. My team told me not to give nobody anything.
Nah, we ain't giving up that group
again. Yeah. Oh, and I'm
going
to
get
up
to
We're going out for heads and silver platters this weekend. That's it. Heads and silver platters. Remember that. Heads and silver platters this weekend.
I'm trying to buy a shrimp boat off of Possum and Ike. Trust me.
Wolf.
Yep.
Ticket.
Guarantee I will. I guarantee you next time y'all see me, I'll be kipping shrimp.
Well,
that's y'all, folks. They're only about $800. Man, shoot. You can take your ass out and make girlfriend a
joint
boat you want to.
You say you're going to chop her head off and make some money by a damn shrimp boat. You might
man,
get a joint
boat. Man, I'm from the country, man. I try anything. Shoot.
Hey, you know what, Jay?
I try anything at once.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, good old buddy, I ain't going to tell you, don't try that joint boat out there in the Gulf, bro. You won't be making it back home.
Well, you know what? I just wait. I keep it on the side, and I just wait. That's cool. As long as I can pay $60 to go on the charter, I'm straight. But anyway, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this race. And don't seem like nobody want to call in with no custom cuts on the line, no Possum racing. Which I can understand Possum because they, you know, when you hit them in the road, it kind of stinks. So,
yeah, bro.
Yeah. You know, I can't help, man. Y'all hold the older. I can't help because y'all picked that name.
I love it, man. You talk so much damn cash money shit, I swear.
I mean, Possum, you pick Possum Racing. Come on. Do you know what a possum look like? Come on, man.
I bet you won't close the door behind a possum.
Yeah, you probably right. Yeah, you probably right. I probably won't.
Spicy motherfuckers, I'm gonna tell you, they spicy motherfuckers. I've seen them in action. They're bad motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, CC, I think we seen those two down now. We used to throw rocks at them and they didn't move. That's what we used to do. We used to throw rocks. We didn't have no BB gun. We used to throw rocks and they didn't move. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know. One thing about it, you know, Popson them, they're a good crew. They came down to South Georgia, you know, they wanted to run us. They slaughtered Steven, which I could have told them they were going to win that. But, they're a good team. But I think we're going to have some fun this weekend, you know. As long as they leave Ike at home, let him stay on the Gulf, we straight.
Why y'all leave me at home, dog?
I mean, I'm just saying, man, you know, the Gulf Coast needs you this weekend, okay? You're FEMA. Okay? The Gulf Coast needs you. Okay.
Well, see, I got lucky, man. I'm down here at the bottom of Alabama. It didn't do us too bad down here. Louisiana got rocked pretty good, though. My sister stay in New Orleans. She said it got the water dropped off over there. It wasn't bad as Katrina, though.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, hey, I hope everything all right. You know, you go tend to your business and handle your business, you know?
Oh, man, everything good, man. Like I said,
but
I'm going to
tell you why.
Why you
throwing sandbags and doing stuff down there? Just remember, your boy Sam, he gonna need a couple up there where he gonna be at too now.
Nah, he should be able to hold his own.
I just can't believe how this gonna be an open line. Ain't nobody else calling in. But as soon as Custom Cuts get off the line, everybody wanna call in and wanna say they wanna run me.
Man, nobody like you can't nobody, boy.
You know, Erica, I don't know what you need to do. You need to open some lines up or something because
the only thing I can tell you is that there's a bunch of people listening. That's the only thing I can tell you. But until they press one, I won't know if they want to talk or not. So.
Okay, well, you know what? Excuse me for saying that, but, you know, since everybody listening tonight, I want to tell you, if you really want to see a show, if you really want to see the main event of Grudge Racing, come this weekend to The Rock. And no, I'm not a promoter. I'm not throwing the race. I'm not being paid to come to the race. No, I'm not.
Entertainer of the year.
Entertainer of the year. Woo! And I love it, baby. You heard?
We have a caller. Caller 4403. Your mic is open.
Oh, boy.
I just called because he said it wasn't nobody going to call.
Yeah.
The yeah, old Caesar bike time. Is a slaughter, though. I tell you what, your what? Old Caesar bike got action with my anime bike.
Yes,
I tell you that. I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to see. Ike done jumped in front of me. You know what I was finna do? Well, I tell you what, Chris, you run over him first. You run over him first, and as soon as it cool off, I'll run him back on with me riding. You got two
no,
ways.
I'm only, running a quarter mile. I'm only running a quarter.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'll be about
that anime lightly now.
I'm tired of all this talking and all this, you know, rubbing lotion on each other's back, man. I'm trying to race.
We have 5 minutes left of being on the air, and we have another caller who's going to talk. So 920
Who is this new caller? Who's calling?
Erica.
I'm here.
All right.
Ahead of me. Come again.
I said I'll race you.
You want to race me?
No.
Okay, you got another thing.
Oh, man.
What are we doing?
Ain't nobody else talking about a race, my boy.
I know, right? Hey, I'm down. I'm down to raise anybody. This is what I do. So
you tell him, Erica, you got to make the raise right.
Yeah. Ooh, he called in.
Who is?
How you
tell him, Erica, make the raise right.
Okay, come on, CC.
Ooh, he called in. He want to raise a girl. Ooh, he's so bad.
Jared, if we ain't talking about you, you ain't happy. So sit back in your corner.
I ain't lying. Me and Drip just offered him 2 races. He ran from him quick.
All of this.
Me and Drip both just offered him a race. He said no thank
you. How can you even earn any respect by raising a girl? Oh, my God.
It ain't even about a girl or not. It's just about a race.
Erica, you
want to
race me then?
I'll race you. But see, the issue with you is I have to get in line. It's so long. You have the longest line.
Wait, no. Say that again. The line is what?
It's long.
Exactly. So wait in line. I just can't understand why a man would call in and try to race a woman. I mean, come on, man. I mean, race me. Race me.
I ain't lying.
Wait, really? Somebody needs
to turn. I know a girl that'll bust my ass any damn day. Yeah. Oh, you can take them girls lightly if you want to, Cece. I give mad respect for telling them monsters are going down the track.
You know, the only kind of respect I give a woman is in the kitchen and cleaning the tub, okay? That's the only respect.
You are going to get muted now, Erica. Go on and give him the boot.
I would never get the boot. Trust me, I would never get the boot. My mic would always stay open.
You're getting paid. The first caller on
I'm the most hated, so you can expect whatever.
You gonna let me do that? You gonna let me talk like that?
Yeah, I know he played Grammy. Are you serious?
I didn't hear you, Erica. What'd you say?
I said you were not serious, were you?
Oh.
I can't hardly hear you because that door.
Are you serious?
Am I serious? I'm serious when it comes to running you, Possum. Okay, Erica, I'm not trying to step on your toes or nothing, but Possum, don't pick on a lady. Pick on me. Don't try to run a woman.
I'm not picking on you, Erica.
He's not picking on me. He gay.
I'm about to turn a renegade over here now.
Sit in your truck and beat up here.
Okay, so pretty much a recap of the show.
10 o'clock. Good night, y'all.
Hope to see everybody
in the hand.
That's all I can say.
Erica, you going to recap the show?
TV off.
Man, somebody need to be muted, man.
I know. Start muting people out, Erica, man. Hey, it's the end.
Okay,
we got like 2 minutes
right
left.
Okay,
right now. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Mute me. I'm 6212-470.
Okay, I got you.
I don't know why. I think this is just your computer. Because when I go down, I'm going to walk
around. All right, so that's pretty much it for the show. I guess we'll see everybody at Rockingham. Whoever's going to be there, thanks for tuning in. And hopefully next week we get to line up other races with CC.
Yeah, I told Assalamu Alaikum. CC is out.